Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Sir, we wish to see Jesus. John chapter 12 and verse 21. Welcome to our study of the Gospel of John. John identifies Jesus as the only way to find true salvation, the only hope that a man can be brought to the Father. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31 serves as the theme of the Gospel of John. John says, "Truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life in his name." The Gospel of John is to convince and convict women that Jesus is the Savior. He is the Son of God, God in the flesh, and that only by submitting to his will, accepting his deity and his salvation, can a man find eternal life. In John chapter 12, there are some of the great statements made by others about Jesus. Here we have those who come to Jesus from Bethsaida of Galilee. Philip came and they asked him, saying, certain ones did, Greeks came and said, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." What a powerful and encouraging statement. Wouldn't it be great if there were more people in the world with this mindset? We've come to see Jesus. Where is he? What's he like? We've heard about all the things he's done. We've heard about him as a master teacher. We've heard about the miracles and the feeding of the multitudes. We want to see it for ourselves. We want firsthand access to these things. The good news is, anyone who wishes can see Jesus today. The Bible says in Hebrews 1, beginning in verse 1, that God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Jesus is not hidden. He is not veiled. He is not a mystery. Jesus is clearly portrayed in the Gospel and in the New Testament. If you want to see Jesus, you need look no further than the Word of God. For John 1 verse 1 says they are inseparably linked together. Jesus said in the beginning, or John said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, what is this Word that was in the beginning, that is God, that was with God? And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1 and verse 14, that same Word that was in the beginning, that was with God, that is God, is Jesus Christ, whom they beheld and who came and lived a perfect life. Hebrews 4, verse 15. And so, if I want to see Jesus, if I've got the mindset, where's the Savior? I want to see him. You need look no further than the pages and the power of the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Well, what should we be looking for when we want to see Jesus? We ought to be looking for his nature. Well, what was Jesus really like? Jesus was a man of great power. Mark chapter 5 and verse 40, they realized Jesus' power and they said, no man's ever done these things. He calmed the sea. Mark chapter 4 verse 40, he was able to heal but make the deaf hear and the mute speak. Mark chapter 7 verse 37, Jesus was a man of great power. Jesus was a man of great compassion. Jesus looked out on the multitudes and saw them as sheep without a shepherd, and he was moved with compassion for them. Mark chapter 9, verse 36 and 37. Jesus was a man of great religious power. Mark 12, verse 24, Jesus rebuked the Sadducees and said, "You do therefore greatly err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." When Jesus spoke, they dared not question him anymore. Luke chapter 20. Jesus was also a man who came to reveal the Father. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." I and the Father are one, Jesus said. John chapter 10, verse 30. And Jesus, if you want to see Jesus, look at what he suffered for each and every one of us. You want to see Jesus today, see the image in your mind's eye of Jesus as he is in the Praetorium, as they mock him, as they spit upon him, as they strike him with the hand, as they place that crown of thorns upon his head, as they beat him with the rod. You want to see Jesus? See him as he walks the hill to Golgotha. See him as his hands are nailed to the tree. See Jesus as his feet are nailed to the wood. See Jesus as for every breath he has to suffer, and he suffers and hangs in agony for me and you. He himself bore our sins in his own body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5. Do you really want to see Jesus? See Him as He pleads for each and every individual to obey the will of God. I am the way, Jesus said, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me. See Jesus as He pleads for each individual to obey the will of God. If you love Me, keep My commandments. John 14, 15. See Jesus as He stands before you and says, unless a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John chapter 3 and verse 5. There are many people, maybe even like the people in John 12, who want to see the power of Jesus. But do you want to really see Jesus and submit to Him? There's a difference from gazing at Him with your eye and opening your heart and letting Jesus change who you are. Do you really, really want to see Jesus? If so, open up the pages of the New Testament. Study the life of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and determine, I'm going to obey His will and I'm going to do what God says. Now, here's why that's important. In John chapter 12, we also learn not only did people want to see Jesus, but you've got to see it God's way because it's the only way. Listen to what Jesus said in John 12, verse 48. Jesus said, He who rejects Me and does not receive My words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. How are we going to see Jesus? We've got to see Him as the only way. His words are the only words, the only way that we can find real hope and real salvation. If you reject Jesus, is there any other hope? There is none. It's the once for all faith which delivered to the saints. Jude verse 3. There is no more revelation. God in these last days spoke through His Son. Hebrews 1 verse 1. We have everything we need for life and godliness. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Jesus says, if you reject Me, you've got no other hope. He rejects Me and does not receive My word. You're going to have that which judges you. The words of Jesus will judge you in the last day. There's a sad picture in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 12. There the dead, great and small, are standing before the throne of God, and books are open, and another book is open, which is the book of life, and the dead are judged according to things written in the book, and those who do not obey the will of God, they're cast into the lake of fire and brimstone for the second death, which is a spiritual suffering and eternal death with the devil forever. Friend, you've got to listen to the Word of God and do what it says. It's the only way. You've got to receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your soul. Acts chapter 11, verses 14 and 15, just like Cornelius, he heard words whereby he could be saved. So today, you've got to hear the Word of God. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God if you're going to be right with God and if you're going to have the hope of salvation. But in John chapter 13, Jesus then identifies the true love that His followers, that each and every follower of Christ ought to have. Listen to these words. In John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are My disciples, if you have love for one another." What is the definitive characteristic of Christianity that separates God's followers, Christ's followers, from all others? One of those things is the love we have for one another. They will know we are Christians by our love, as the old song says. Do we really possess that type of love? Let brotherly love continue. Hebrews 13:1. If God loves each of us, even though at times we were undeserving, Romans 5 verses 6 through 8, if God loved us when we were unlovely, surely we can have love for one another. How sad it is when Christians bicker and fight and tear among themselves, tear one another apart. Christians ought to love one another, ought to have that oneness and that single-minded nature so that we can truly get busy doing the work of God. Then in John chapter 14, we learn a very powerful teaching about who Jesus really is. John chapter 14, verse 6 is one of the most powerful statements about Christ in the Gospel of John. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me." Jesus is the way. Without Him, there's no going. Jesus is the truth. Without Him, there's no knowing. Jesus is the life. Without Him, there's no living. Jesus is the only way you can get back to the Father. The word way is an interesting word. It was used in the Old Testament for the book of Exodus, the way out. You see, Jesus is the way. He's the only path you can follow whose end result is living with the Father. There are two ways you can go in this life, Jesus said. There is a wide way and a broad gate. Many are walking down it, and that road leads to eternal life. And then there's a narrow path, a restricted way, and that is the only way that leads to eternal life. And Jesus said, few there are who find it. Are you on the narrow way? Jesus is the truth. He's the only source. His Word, the Word of the Bible, is the only source we can go to find out how to please God. Oh, there may be other books that offer encouragement. There may be other books that offer hope. But if I want to know how to get to heaven, where do I look? You don't have to go to New York Times bestseller religious list to find out. You don't have to ask somebody else. You don't have to read some other book. Here's the good news. If you'll take the Bible and the Bible alone and do what it says, I can promise you. Now, I'm talking about taking the Bible without prejudice and bias and doing exactly what it says. I'll promise you it'll be impossible for you to miss out on heaven. And then Jesus says, I'm the life. Without Jesus Christ, life would be meaningless and worthless. He came so that we could have the best life. John 10, verse 10. Jesus gives us eternal life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus makes life bearable. Romans 8, verse 18. Paul said, I consider the sufferings of this present world, they're not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And the temptation, the troubles, the difficulties we face, we can say to ourselves, I can endure it, I can handle it, because one day, all this will end, and it'll be worth it all. Are you sure today that you follow Jesus the way? Are you in the gospel way? Or are you a part of the one church that Jesus died for? Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Are you on that gospel way? Are you a part of the one church Jesus built? Have you obeyed God's truth? The truth must be obeyed. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said. Have you heard the word of God? Have you submitted your life to the teaching of Jesus? Are you willing to repent, change your will, which leads to a changed way in life? Will you confess the great name of Jesus before men? And have you been baptized in water for the remission of sins? Here's what was said in 1 Peter 3:21. Peter said, baptism does now also save us. You know, there are a lot of people who say, baptism, that's something good you ought to do, something Jesus did, but not necessary to salvation. Friend, how could you ever say that if the Bible says baptism saves us? And it does. 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. If God says baptism saves, how dare anyone say baptism is not essential for salvation? And then, of course, you've got to walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4, you've got to be faithful unto death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. And so if you really wish to see Jesus, see Him by opening up the pages of the Bible and doing exactly what God says, and then you can know you're a part of the way, you've obeyed the truth, and you have the hope of eternal life.